Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking and praying about integrity, those living as those called by God to a life of integrity. And today we're going to wrap up our broadcast part of the week with a focus on being guided by integrity. We'll also look briefly at tomorrow's topic in the prayer guide of teaching with integrity. But in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, we read that the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. So read that, and I think about this topic of integrity. I have to wonder, what is it that guides me? What is it that guides you? You may kind of have to step back and give that thought, because so often in life, we get so wrapped up in routine, so wrapped up in the ordinary tasks that we do day in and day out, that we lose sight that where we're at has been guided by something, by someone, by a collection of people. And what does it look like if our life is guided by integrity? God says the upright are guided by integrity. It contrasts it with those that, well, fall to ruin, who are destroyed because of a lack of integrity, because of duplicity, because of, in a sense, being two-faced. The consistency that we've talked about this week between our words and our actions and assuring ourselves and God and the people around us that both of those are consistent with God's word. When we desire to try something new, there are times that we just jump into it with both feet. And depending on how familiar we are with either watching it or seeing it done by someone else or reading about it or whatever it is, sometimes we catch on and it becomes something that we're able to accomplish. And we think we did it on our own. Other times we seek out a coach, we seek out a mentor, we seek out a trainer, we seek out someone that will guide us in the process. But the truth is, if we have read about it, if we've seen it done, if we've watched someone else, whether directly or indirectly, we've been guided by what they did. When we travel as a family and our desire is to photograph nature, my tendency in traveling has often been just to drive. And while there are sites that can be seen with that approach, it's usually not the most efficient. There's usually things that are missed. But if I begin early and start collecting guides, look online, do research, and develop a plan where the trip is guided by consistent information, I find that there is much more that I can see and accomplish the difficulty comes, and sometimes you get conflicting information. Information that you end up wondering if it's accurate, because you have to decide whose story to believe. And sometimes in the midst of that, it's kind of easy to simply move on, because it's too confusing. God wants our life to be guided by integrity, that this consistency of His Word applied in our life directs everything that we do. That there isn't that indecisiveness, that being tossed about by doubt. When we're guided by integrity, it becomes that GPS in our mind. Now, if you ride with me and I have the GPS on, you may discover that I don't always listen to it. Sometimes I use it for general direction, and I have specific directions in mind for at least parts of the journey. And I suspect many of us, unfortunately, live our spiritual life that way. We want God's Word as our overall direction. We like where it's going to take us. But day to day, we kind of have a tendency to veer off course a little bit, to do things on our own, to be guided by us and not by integrity, the integrity of God's Word. But there reaches a point in my GPS in the truck that if I ignore it long enough, I never will get to where I'm going. And I believe the same is true with God's Word. God has given us His Word, His Spirit, His very presence to guide us in integrity and consistency. But it has to be our choice to follow it. Tomorrow's topic in the prayer guide that I won't do a broadcast on, as I only do these Monday through Friday, is teaching with integrity. And Paul writes to Titus, and he tells him, "In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned." You see, not only does God call us to be guided by integrity, but because we're guided by integrity, everything that we express to others ought to exhibit that same level of integrity. It ought to show that we not only believe God's Word, that we live it. Because it's that consistency, it's that integrity that helps others know its seriousness. It's easy to say we believe something, but if our actions show otherwise, well, it isn't long before we're not believed. And when we live guided by integrity, when we live as those called to integrity, we live in such a way that those around us see our good works and they glorify our Father in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to integrity, not to restrict us, but to benefit us. Your desire is that we would be guided by this integrity, this consistency of our words, our actions that match Your Word. Father, when Your Word tells us that it is a light to our path, a lamp to our feet, it's the guidance that we need so that we would not stumble, that we would not fall, that we would not be destroyed. May we take that seriously. May we apply it to our life. May we be guided, not simply by our integrity out of our flesh, but out of our integrity based on your word. Father, help us to live as those that not only know the final destination that we desire, but are willing to follow your guidance on how to arrive there, mature and healthy, spiritually healthy, and not arrive as those that are wounded, those that have not been spiritually healed, those that are beaten up because of our decisions. Father, we realize we get enough of that from the world. We get enough of that from opposition. And help us to be wise in being guided by integrity that helps us to avoid some of those pitfalls, some of those danger areas, the ones that we get ourselves into. And Father, as we live as those guided by integrity, may we be very diligent about teaching, that our teaching and our words and the things that we share with others match up with your word. That we're not explaining away our sin or the sin of others just because it's uncomfortable to talk about. That we're not diminishing your word and your guidance and your commands and instructions simply because we don't like them. That we're not changing the power of your word or the message of your word to fit our culture, but we're changing our culture to fit your word. Father, may the integrity that we live with guide us in everything. And may it guide us in our teaching. May we recommit today to living as those that have that consistency between our words and actions that match your word. Father, I pray for many that I know that are struggling with health issues and seeking answers and in long-term recoveries and some that are just frazzled by the ongoing nature of health issues and some that the health issues and illnesses and injuries just seem to surround them. I pray that you fill them with a peace and a comfort, a hope that you have not forgotten, that confidence that your presence is still with them. That peace that knows that you will guide them. Father, for every one of us, may we be mindful of one another. And may our integrity help us to care for one another like you would want us to care for them. And Father, as we care for people, may we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.